Suns beat the Indiana Pacers for win number 6 in a row, win number 36 against 9 losses, best record in the NBA as they welcome the Utah Jazz to town tonight. First meeting between those teams this year. Here to talk Suns basketball with us is television analyst, Suns Ring of Honor member, Tom Chambers, here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing today?
TC, what's happening?
Yep.
Oh, nothing. Nice to hear you, Dan. You're working and everything. I like that.
That's good. Yeah, right. It's about time I do something productive, right? Exactly.
Being productive, the Suns producing a lot of wins, even when, you know, they have some adversity like they did Saturday, Tom. I mean, to lose Jay Crowder during that game and to lose Cameron Payne, their depth will be tested. But this team seems completely undaunted by anything that's put in front of them. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, obviously DeAndre was out as well, and people step up. I'm sure people step up for Jay. I mean, Cam will step up. Maybe Abdul is ready to come back off of the injury list. So, I mean, it just continues to happen. Elfrid Payton now can step in and play like he did in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, this team is built for the long haul, and they just keep plugging them in and keep playing. And as long as you've got, you know, Chris Paul out there leading, you know, I mean, they could even miss him a game or two, but we don't want to, obviously. But, yeah, they just continue to impress. And, I mean, obviously, you know, Bismack Biyombo, what he's doing right now, I mean, having career highs, I think like three games here in the Valley has just been spectacular. What a great human being he is as well.
Yeah. Now, you know, over the last couple of years, there have been times that I've been extremely frustrated with DeAndre Ayton. He went a long way to kind of winning me over during last year's postseason when he was fabulous. But watching Biyombo play the way he is, seeing the way JaVale McGee has come in, it really shows you how easy Chris Paul makes the game for these bigs. And the question is are there going to be minute-related questions or issues for Monty Williams when DA comes back as early as tonight?
Well, it just depends on how he plays. If he comes out and plays like DA's capable of playing, he's going to be the guy getting 30 minutes a game, you know, or 35. He's not going to have to play 40 because these guys deserve minutes and deserve time. So it's going to be a difficult decision for Monty, you know, finding out or seeing who's going to play out there on the court. I mean, DA can guard a four. Bismack seems like he moves his feet well out there as well, so you could even see him out there together at some point if you know, the other team has a couple of bigs on the floor. But, yeah, DA's going to have to play hard. He's going to have to play well because right now these guys are doing exactly that. If you go out there and you don't play hard and you don't play well, you're not going to be on the floor, and, you know, it's going to be embarrassing for you because everybody else is playing that way right now.
Yep. Tom Chambers, Suns analyst, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. We're getting closer and closer, TC, to the trade deadline, and I think most people would agree when the Suns are fully healthy, there's not a whole lot of need, but they're not fully healthy right now, and that could change between now and the trade deadline. But is there an element, an area that you think that this team is lacking in that maybe they could address before the trade deadline?
No. I really don't. I love what they have. I mean, if they wanted to, you know, move Dario's contract because he's not contributing right now and get something, but I just don't see it. They're so deep. I hope Jay's injury isn't serious. I hope Cam's injury isn't serious because they'll be able to, you know, fill in for him on the short term, but you're going to need those guys certainly when playoff times roll around.
When you look at Devin Booker, obviously the All-Star issue is still there, and people think, well, look, if he's ever going to be a real MVP candidate, the scoring number is going to have to spike again. There have been more really impactful defensive plays from Devin Booker this season than I can remember. Speak to his improvement as a two-way player, TC.
Well, he's taking great pride in it. I mean, he's obviously addressed it for years, you know, wanting to be better, wanting to be that guy, not wanting to be a liability. He certainly is no liability now, and he plays hard on the defensive end, and he's certainly capable. If you're that athletic on the offensive end, you can have a go to that defensive side of the ball as well. And you're right. I mean, a couple of his block shots, staying in front of people, getting steals, he's been terrific. You know, and as far as the MVP thing, I mean, Steve Nash was no, you know, defensive wizard out there, and he was MVP here in the Valley twice, and I think Chris Paul can be considered for the same reason, and Devin Booker as well. It's just hard for, you know, to say, okay, one player for the Phoenix Suns is the MVP, because most teams have one guy who's that guy. This team has, you know, two and then three and then four. And they have so many components to their success. It's really hard to say, okay, it's because of Devin, or it's because of Chris. It's because of both of them. But to say there's one MVP here, which they should have because they're by far and away the best team in the NBA, they certainly should be listed in the top five, both of them.
Tom Chambers, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Another one on Booker. I mean, he was so red hot going into that Indiana game on Saturday. And basketball's weird because even the best players, the most prolific scorers, they have those nights where just nothing will go in. It doesn't happen a lot to the great ones, but I'm sure you had a night or two during your career, Tom, as a prolific scorer where the ball just wouldn't go in. What do you have to do as a player to overcome that? Or is it just one of those anomalies that you really can't explain?
Well, it's hard to explain, but what I've done, and Eddie talks about it all the time as well, is just you've got to get to the basket. You know, you've got to get a layup, you've got to get to the free throw line and get your confidence going some way. Even blocking a shot on defense or getting a steal on defense, get your confidence back up so you're not thinking about all of those misses. And Devin, yeah, it is an anomaly for him. It won't happen. But during the course of that game, if they really needed him to pick it up at the end, you expect that he would have. But that's what I do. I just try and go to the basket and try and dunk on somebody and try and get myself to the free throw line.
No doubt about it. What do you think about, going into the year, it was, I thought the West was going to be deeper. I thought the Suns' path was going to be even more complicated with the return of Klay Thompson and Golden State. And yet it seems like some teams are breaking apart. I know Memphis is going to be a handful, but it really looks like the path might be opening a little bit in the West here for the Suns. What do you think about that?
Yeah, just never know how teams are going to go into the playoffs. I mean, you can limp in or you can go in with a full head of steam. You look what happened in the NFL. I mean, teams that were just okay during the regular season, now look what they're doing in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it's like that. If Denver gets themselves on a roll, if the Jazz get themselves on a roll, if Paul George comes back and the Clippers get themselves on a roll, even Damian Lillard, if they're still in the playoff picture, if he comes back, so many things can happen out there. So you've got to continue to do what you can do, control what you can control. But it does look like the waters have parted a little bit. Now with Gobert, hurting himself too, you just think that they should still continue to build this lead that they have right now. But, man, stuff happens, and it's just sometimes it's out of your control.
Yeah, you're right. Stuff does happen, and it can happen in a hurry, especially if you get the right players at the deadline. But that being said, Tom, are you convinced that we should be throwing dirt on the Los Angeles Lakers?
I don't like them at all. Nobody looks happy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if it is with LeBron, if it's just hard to play with that guy. I mean, you look at what Kuzma's doing right now without him, Harold, without him. There's just guys go somewhere else and you see that they're still players. They're still good. But nobody goes down there and say, man, he's really a good player when they're playing with LeBron James. And I think nobody addresses that. But that being said, nobody plays well when they're playing with him either. I don't know if he puts so much pressure on him or what, but it doesn't look like they're having any fun down there. I mean, when they're celebrating, one-point victories over, whoever it is, Oklahoma City or somebody, I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys should be squashing those guys.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where they're at right now. They're literally celebrating like they're winning an NBA championship when they're beating teams that are at the bottom of the standings.
That's true. Tom, thanks so much for the time. Always good to have you on the show. We appreciate it.